Talk number 14. 8th of January, 1935. An old man came and sat in the hall. Maharshi was reading Sharma's Sanskrit recension of Arunachala Akshara Manamalai, the first of the five hymns to Arunachala. The man asked softly, "It is said that realization is beyond expression, and expression always fails to describe the realization. How is it?" Maharshi, "The point has been mentioned in Arunachala Astakam, verse 3, where it is admitted that, although the expression of realization is impossible, still its existence is indicated." Soon after, there were visible signs of emotion in the man. His breath was deep and hard, and he fell on the floor, prostrating humbly, and got up only after 1 or 2 minutes. Remaining calm a brief while, he left the place. Evidently, the man had some illumination. He sought confirmation from Maharshi, who responded fittingly. He found confirmation and humbly and feelingly acknowledged the divine intercession on his behalf. Talk number 15. A question was asked about the Upanishadic passage, quote, "The Supreme Spirit is subtler than the subtlest and larger than the largest," unquote. Maharshi, "Even the structure of the atom has been found by the mind. Therefore, the mind is subtler than the atom. That which is behind the mind, namely the individual soul, is subtler than the mind. Further, the Tamil saint Manikavachagar has said of the specks dancing in a beam of sunlight that if each represents a universe, the whole sunlight will represent the Supreme Being."